Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, relationships, addictions, how to create the life that you've always wanted with clear clarity within your life. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Hello and welcome to my amazing podcast today. Today's topic is live for today, not for tomorrow. Live for today, not for tomorrow. What do I mean for that? What do I mean by that? Now today, I'm doing a podcast. I'm not doing it tomorrow, this podcast. So that's why I mean live for today. I'm going to read this book today. Tomorrow I'm doing something else. So live in the moment of today. Just thinking of today because tomorrow may not come. Of course, cancel, cancel, cancel. It will be coming tomorrow. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. There is no tomorrow. It hasn't happened yet. We're in this second, in this moment of our life. So live it. Breathe it. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You have a plan what you're going to do tomorrow, but you don't know exactly what the details are. If you know exactly what the details are, then you are a friggin' mind reader. You know, you can read the future. You're a fortune teller. Well, there may be some of them out there that can do that, but I think 99.9% of us don't know what tomorrow looks like. But we know exactly what this second is in our life. Because we're living it. Let's live in the moment. Not for tomorrow, for today. When we feel something, when we actually create that moment of clarity within our lives, at that moment of that second, and I'm just thinking now, wow, what a powerful statement when we can live for today, not for tomorrow. It means I can have happiness at this moment. I can laugh. I can celebrate at this moment. That's joyful for me. That's success. I can celebrate my successes at this, right now, as we're talking, as we're speaking, as we're living. We know what we're going to eat today. We know how it tastes. We know how we feel. We don't know how we're going to feel tomorrow because it hasn't happened yet. Oftentimes, I think we're thinking way too far ahead of in our future, of our feelings. You know, sometimes we have these, I had these dreaded feelings of how tomorrow's work was going to be when I had a job. When I had one of those, that word called J-O-B, one of those jobs. Oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to go. Yeah, I was a pipe fitter, ditch digger. You know, I use machinery, heavy duty machinery to dig holes for other people's houses. Yeah. Until I realized there's much more in life. And I would go to work and thinking, why am I here? What's this? What's life all about? Why am I doing something that I'm not happy doing? Because every day, the night before, I would think, oh, I got to go work out in the rain, or I got to go do this tomorrow. I got to go deal with this person tomorrow. So I put those thoughts in my head every single day of what tomorrow was going to look like. Hey, I was one of those people. And now I don't think about it. It's not because I don't go to work. It's not because I do something different now. But I'm thinking differently. I don't think of what tomorrow is going to be. I think of what today is. what my life is at this second. I'm going to drink a nice cup of coffee. I'm going to read a nice book. I'm going to go for a beautiful walk at this moment. This is what life's about. This is what purpose is in our life is all about. Living for today, not for tomorrow. You know, I went and watched my son's high school soccer team in their final sort of provincial tournament that they were in, top 16 teams in British Columbia, Canada. And watching their game, you know, they played two games every day. I didn't know what the outcome was going to be tomorrow. No one knows what the outcome is going to be. And they went throughout the tournament. They won their first two games. You know, they tied they won on day two. They won and they had a tie. And then in the final, semifinal, they lost a game going into the first place cup game. And so they went in for their bronze medal game yesterday. And I didn't know if they were going to win or lose. I didn't know that. I wanted them to win. That was my thought. Oh, I want them to win because I want joy in my life. And they did. They won 2-0. And, you know, the kids celebrated. You know, they brought a bunch of young grade 12 students out to celebrate with the team. It's fantastic watching a group of young people enjoy their lives. But I didn't know what was going to happen the next day. I didn't know what was going to happen today. I had plans what I was going to do today, but I didn't know exactly how I was going to feel and act and be. Live for today, not for tomorrow. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create the life that you've always wanted. Thank You Life 101 has online programs, face-to-face programs, all about personal growth, taking your life to that next level. We'll be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for listening to this recap today. Remember, today's topic was live for today, not for tomorrow. So number one, always remember, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So live in the moment of today, of this second, of this hour. Breathe it, feel it, see it. Number two, cancel what those feelings, what you have, what the expectation of what tomorrow is going to bring. Because you can have positive intentions towards tomorrow, but cancel out those negative and have a clean slate of what you're going to feel tomorrow. Things happen in life. Number three, look at life as an open book that you're writing your history at the moment of time. At the moment of time in your life means now, means today. So remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. See you tomorrow. And we're out.